The federal government started thinking seriously about domestic security well before last September. 4 years ago, the Clinton administration examined the country's infrastructure, and the results were sobering. Water and wastewater systems were found to be vulnerable to physical damage, computer hacking, chemical spills, and radiological contamination. Recent CIA reports place large metropolitan water systems on alert as potential targets for terrorist attacks, but some small system operators think their plants are vulnerable too.
I feel that they could make an example out of a small system that, look here, we can do this to a small one, we could do it to a larger one.
Barry Klimmer has run public water systems in western Pennsylvania for the past 25 years. Before September 11th, he says his main concern was vandalism, still the most likely scenario for a security breach. He walks the fenced perimeter of his facility and points out new security devices.
We have a camera on the side of one of our buildings that focuses on the entrance gate that we monitor 24 hours a day. It's hard to keep somebody out, but it's a deterrent or slow them down from getting in.
Although the front of the plant is now more secure, Klimmer continues to worry about the intake system. That's where raw river water is piped into the treatment plant.
Excuse me, I'll open up the gate.
The river flows about 30 feet below the gated back of the facility. Klimmer walks down a wooden stairway to the unguarded riverbank. He shakes his head and says that terrorists could attack his plant from here.
They could come up the river in a boat and just top out and go right there and dump something in. And it only take about 5 minutes. And our water could be contaminated.
Plans are in the works to secure the area where raw water is taken to the plant. But Klimmer says he still needs a security camera to keep a close eye on the river. That will require additional grant dollars because there isn't money in the budget for security equipment. And the local community says it can't afford the extra expense. John Morey is the director of the National Environmental Services Center, a federally funded technical assistance group. He says budget constraints are nothing new to small communities. It's just that financial limitations have taken on an added dimension in this past year.
Small systems historically have never gotten a share, an appropriate share, of the federal dollars under the various loan programs. The point is there are hundreds of thousands of Americans in small communities, medium-sized communities, and they need equal assurance that their water is safe and protected.
Unlike metropolitan areas, Morey says smaller communities just don't have a big pool of qualified water personnel. So already overburdened operators must now take on the responsibility of keeping their facilities safe from terrorism.
These are hard-working men and women who may have two or three or four jobs in a community trying to do everything at once and make sure that their customers get good, safe water. So I think they're determined about this. I just think they need some help.
Since September 11th, most help, in the form of new federal dollars and security training, has gone to large water utilities. Metropolitan water plants serve about 80% of the U.S. population. But Andy Bilanski, with EPA's newly formed Water Protection Task Force, says that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is moving slowly but deliberately to also help small water systems.
What we've been doing is taking input and feedback from states, other technical assistance organizations, and agencies on how best to approach this problem. And we've been taking this all into consideration in trying to provide security assistance to small systems.
EPA and other agencies now face the daunting task of reaching more than 50,000 small water utilities. These utilities vary in size, customer base, and technical sophistication. This past May, Congress mandated water utilities with more than 3,300 customers to conduct vulnerability assessments. Operators must then create emergency response plans to address not only terrorism, but vandalism or natural disasters. Before September 11th, many small systems didn't have workable emergency plans in place. At a pilot seminar for small system security, Tom Sherman with Michigan's Rural Community Assistance Program says Michigan systems are just like many other small water utilities. They're beginning from scratch.
It's kind of like ground zero. We're starting out. You know, it's something we knew we had to address, and you just need the input to know you're going in the right direction.
To make sure that small water operations are heading in the right direction, the federal government is trying to improve its outreach to small and medium-sized communities. Some funds have already been distributed to help these communities evaluate the safety of their water systems and upgrade their security. More than $70 million additional dollars await the approval of Congress and the President. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Ann Murray.